This one, CC, Nosipho and Loshin, is called Umanginawe. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's All Things Parenting, and we speak about the right time to tell your children when you are living with a life-threatening disease. What do you do? Do you tell them? Do you not tell them? And what psychological impact will it have on your kids? We are joined by Uthembi Ngwenya, who is a cancer survivor and mother of two young, beautiful adults. She's associated with cancer in Mbombela, and she shares her story today. Uthembi, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much, Sisi. Thank you.
Let's talk about how cancer really impacted you as a person, before you as a mother.
I can say, first I would like to greet all the listeners, to everyone who's listening at Rise FM, and thank you very much for inviting me to join you today at Rise FM. My name is Uthembi Ngwenya. I'm a cancer survivor. I'm an international hero of hope of cancer the year 2012. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a mother of two. I was diagnosed with cancer in 2006 while my son was 8 months.
Sure.
And by that time, it was tough for me on my side because my son was just very young. The first thing that comes into my mind when I look at it in my eyes for my son, I just tell myself that I'm going to die and leave my son alone before he knows me. So, unfortunately, God be on my side.
Yeah.
I'm here today. I'm alive. I just thank him every day.
And
tough and difficult. Yes, I did pass all of this difficult time, but I don't know how. But because of God, he knows how.
And here you are today, two kids, two young adults. Uthembi, what was that journey like for you, having to speak to your children about what was happening to you? And I mean, not at the time, because like you say, your son was only 8 months old. But at the time when they were of age and you felt like, okay, it's time for me to really sit down with them and tell them, what was that experience like having to sit down with your kids and having to tell them that, okay, mommy had cancer?
I cannot say it was an easy one. That was a tough and a difficult one because I have to sit down and think how I'm going to approach, especially the girl, because she was 10 by that time when I was diagnosed, while her brother was 8 months. So that was so difficult to see my young girl, and then how I'm going to sit down with her, how I'm going to start and tell her what's going on to mommy. So it was difficult. I just let them grow up a bit, so I can sit down with them. But by that time, I was with my ex-husband on my side. And then after some time, I think it was after a year while I was diagnosed, so he left me that way. It was so, so, so bad. So I started to get to cancel myself so I can accept the situation the way it is, both of the situation for my journey cancer and then the other divorced one. So after that, and then I sit down with my girls, I told her all the story that you see now everything happens, but it happens for the reason. So on this stage, but if it happened, God remember me.
And what was her reaction?
She cried. Yeah. She cried. She cried. She cried so badly because I think on her mind, she saw the dead person next to her. Yeah, because she thinks that who's going to take care of us? The man left mommy, and then now here we go. It's only mommy, a single parent. Mm-hmm. So I have to do everything for both of them to raise them alone. And then that was so sad. Luckily, my grandmother was alive. So I sit down with my grandmother and explain to her before she passed away. And she called my daughter and explained to her that there's nothing will happen to your mommy. Your mommy will be here until you grow up.
It's just and a part of life. Son,
Yeah, that's part of life. And then I spoke to my son when he's 17. That was last year.
Yeah.
But even now, he don't understand. He just tell me that, mommy, it's just the situation. You will be fine. Because if, just here when he said, if you left, who's going to take care of us? Because daddy doesn't care of us.
Sure.
I said, it's only God.
And looking back, God, and even now at the situation, do you feel that telling them what you were dealing with has strengthened the family bond that you guys have and their understanding of what you are going through? Because you might be the one that's infected, but they are affected by it.
Yeah, I think I'm the one who affected, but them, they are infected more than me. Because all the time when they think, they look at me, they even jealous most to me. Even if I can say, okay, my kids, I need to go out. I said, mommy, you're not going anywhere. You need to sit down here. I said, no, I'm still young. I'm still young.
I need to live my life. Yeah.
Yeah, they said, no. We don't want to see you hurt like before. We saw you cry because of that man. So we don't want to see you that anymore.
What do we say to the mother or to the father right now who is listening and is in a similar situation, but they are scared to speak to their children? They are scared for their life as well. They really don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. They feel like they are going to die. What do we say to them? What words of encouragement do we give to them to say, your children will be there for you?
What I can say to the mummies and the daddies that are listening today, to say they need them, they have to be strong for their kids. And then they should to think and check the way how they're going to sit down with the kids and tell them. But at the end, they have to sit down with them and explain everything what's going on so the kids can understand. Some of the kids, if they maybe like 15, 30 years, 18 years apart, they will understand. And those kids, they are the ones that they will support you. If they see you lying down, they will come to you, next to you, and check you. Mommy, are you okay? Or daddy, are you okay? Do you need anything? Do you want me to do something for you? Those are the caregivers for the survivors. So we need to sit down and tell them it's tough and it's difficult and it's a sad moment. But we have to sit down with them and tell them those are the kids that will go through with you to all the journey since you started until the end of the journey. And yes, some of us, we don't want to involve the families. But remember, we're living once in this world. We need to tell the family what's going on in our life so they can understand. Some of them, they will support you. Some of them, they won't support you. But let's ignore the one that they don't want to support you and go with the one that's supporting you.
Absolutely.
You live once. If you want to do things for other people, you won't live longer, mama. You have to accept the difficulties and accept the situation the way it is and move on.
Absolutely. Tembi, we're going to park it here for today, but thank you so much for coming on to the show. Thank you for sharing your story. I know there's somebody who is listening and can maybe relate, and they must have found some sort of light from our conversation. So I wish you all the very, very best, you and your two wonderful children. Please greet them from us. It's so much love. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And then everyone wants to join us on the 14th to 15th, 6 to 6. We're going to have a Relay for Life at back from school where we remember and celebrate those who are still fighting the battle of cancer and those who lost their life.
All right. So it's the 14th until the 16th.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm hoping people have heard and people will show up. Tembi, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mama.
It's Raza FM Mid-Mornings. Noma Sandra, our social worker, joins us in the next couple of minutes. We speak about the psychological impact it has on our kids when we tell them that, look, mommy or daddy has a life-threatening disease. Stay tuned.